Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nat, Izzy and Ima with your 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, Queensland hosted its first ever positively aging forum in Brisbane yesterday on HIV Long-Term Survivors Awareness Day. The Palaszczuk government hosted the event in partnership with Queensland Positive People. Minister Craig Crawford said the forum is a chance for older people living with HIV to connect with their peers and get information about a range of supports. Currently, there are between 6,000 and 7,000 people living with HIV in Queensland, and about half of whom are over 50 years of age. In more local news, the National Hotel in Toowoomba has come under fire after management told a visually impaired woman she had to leave because she had her service dog with her. Janet Swiddle had paid for the accommodation and produced the dog's identification. Under the Guide, Hearing and Assistance Dogs Act of 2009, certified guide animals have the same access rights as others to public places and public passenger vehicles. This includes hotels and motels. Whittle said, "People just don't seem to understand guide dogs are legally allowed anywhere that I go." The hotel has since apologised.
Across Australia, the federal government have announced today Macquarie Island Marine Park will be upgraded to triple its size, making 93% of the land a fully protected sanctuary. The heritage-listed island is home to thousands of wildlife, including seals, whales and penguins, with some species only found there. National Oceans Manager for the Pew Charitable Trust, Fiona Maxwell, says Australia has given Macquarie's wildlife the best possible chance to survive and thrive into the future. The new park will now cover an area more than double its the size of Victoria. It comes after months of public and stakeholder consultation, which had over 14,000 submissions in support of the proposal. In more national news, a new industry-led program, Good 360 Inner Circle, was announced today to help aid the cost of living and fast-track a circular economy. The program will encourage businesses, retailers and wholesalers to donate their surplus goods to over 3,500 charities across Australia. Founding and Managing Director Alison Covington said since launching Good 360 has been working with industries to ensure some of the $2.5 billion brand new household goods that is otherwise wasted or sent to landfill get into the hands of people that need it the most. The Australian government has been urged to show their commitment by contributing $5 million across 5 years.
And in international news, two Australians facing the death penalty in Vietnam have been granted clemency during Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's official visit over the weekend. Families of the two unnamed prisoners have passed on their thanks to the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade officials for their long-term negotiations. The Prime Minister said Australia has a long history of strongly opposing the death penalty and to lobby diplomatically on behalf of its citizens detained overseas. Mr. Albanese's trip to Vietnam marks 50 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries, including meeting with senior leaders to promote Australian business and education initiatives. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 17 degrees outside with an expected maximum of 21. Fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.